Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. And I know lots of you sort of seem to have a preference to either email me or Facebook me. And that's fine, although calls are still our favorite way of dealing with you folks. So 855-993-7569. Okay, so speaking of emails, I know I tried really hard not to get really far behind on them. So how about an email, Manny?
Let's do it. This email is from Ashley, and she says, Dr. Joy, is it possible for a relationship to go from being emotionally unfulfilling to an emotionally fulfilling relationship? I'm 25, my boyfriend is 32, and we have been together on and off for almost 4 years. He recently quit drinking and became sober, and I wonder if this step in his life could make him open up more emotionally.
One can always hope. This is one of those emails that really not only cries, sobs, wails, for a little more interaction than I'm able to get. But nevertheless, we'll give a shot at it. All right, can relationships go from lousy to good? Yes. We know they can certainly go from good to lousy. So in theory, the opposite would also be true. But for that to happen, you have to figure out what the source of the lousy is. And we know that people who drink have an 8 times greater than average incidence of depression. I mean, that's why they drink. I mean, alcohol, among other things, works, at least temporarily. It certainly is not a long-term solution. So in the fact that he stopped drinking is certainly, in theory, to the good. Now, let me sort of warn you of a couple of pitfalls, but then give you hopefully some tools to be able to see if you can negotiate going forward in this new relationship. So the first question is, why was the relationship unfulfilling, number one? And you can say, well, he was drinking. On the other hand, you stuck with him for, what'd you tell me, 4 years. So I don't know if he wasn't drinking when you met him. I don't know if drinking is a new phenomenon. I don't know if you have children together. I don't know what the issue is that has allowed you to withstand what sounds to me an unfulfilling relationship and him drinking. All right, so that's number one. Why he was drinking, but why you stayed, and what made the relationship unfulfilling, and what made it fulfilling enough for you to stay, which isn't beating you up about it. It's saying, well, we need to figure out where the strength is in the relationship, okay? And you can say, well, I love him, but yeah, okay. So what are his problems? Why did you stay? All right, why did he stop drinking? How long has he stopped drinking? Is he working? And what is it that you want from him at this moment that you're not getting? And let me just, again, here's the warning, which is probably not going to make you very happy, but you might as well be prepared for it, and then we can talk about what your strategy could be. The term dysfunctional relationship came, in fact, from a study of families where the study was done with men who were drinking, just because at the time, even though women drink as well and have women can certainly be alcoholics, the study was primarily focused on men because they were the most visible, especially at the time the study was done, which was a number of years ago, in that when men drink, they're likely to miss work. And at the time, again, the study was done, that most of that's how they identified the alcoholics, also in AA as well. And women at the time women can often hide their drinking behavior more easily, especially if they're working inside the home as opposed to outside the home. So for all those reasons, the study focused primarily on men who are alcoholics. And what they found was, obviously, the wife and the children were incredibly supportive of the man's sobriety. So one would assume that once he was sober, that the family, the relationship with the kids, the marriage would thrive. And what they found was exactly the opposite. It fell apart. That it really disintegrated. And the explanation, and this is where the term dysfunctional came from, is because the children and the wife had so long been accustomed to accommodating the drinking behavior and making excuses for it, that when there was no long, when the drinking behavior stopped, they didn't know what to do. And I would add another factor to it that was not part of the study, but is part of my interpretation, is a sense of frustration. If you could do it now, how come you couldn't do it before? But that's my interpretation. The people who were on site said that because everything had been distorted around the behavior of the alcoholic, then when the alcoholic was no longer practicing that behavior, that the family structure fell apart because nobody knew how to behave. I think there was also that sense of, well, damn you, if you could do it now, how come you couldn't do it before? How come you put us through all this? Which is not very palatable either, if you can think about it. All right, so understand that at this moment, you may be looking at this with equal parts glee and gratitude and frustration. So the first thing to do is just understand that that's likely to happen and be prepared for it as opposed to be completely blindsided by it. But then also to figure out what you want at this moment and what you can offer him in exchange for that. And don't expect his gratitude to be a major factor, saying, well, you know, I stuck with you through all this, you owe me. Because he gets to decide what he's grateful about. Not you don't get to determine his gratitude. You don't get to determine his indebtedness. That's something only he can do. So, as I said, number one, figure out why you stayed, what the strengths are of the relationship, which may not be the same of why you stayed and the strengths of the relationship, and what you want going forward and what you're willing to offer. And then, yeah, I think it is possible, as you point out, that he stopped drinking. Again, I don't know some of the other factors about whether there are children, whether there's economic dependency here, whether there's any history of violence, whether he has a job, how long he's been sober. So those would all be helpful to know. But, yeah, I think it is possible to do a do-over, to sort of come to the point. I was talking with somebody, I'm trying to remember who it was, who has been divorced from their current relationship, has been divorced twice, and they're back together for the third time. And it's obviously somebody who feels that there is some hope there, although getting divorced twice and remarried twice, and then twice. And so the third time, it's not clear whether they're married to each other or not. But they are together. But so being specific about what you want, and don't say things like, I want you to be more attentive, because that may mean something very different to him than to you. And don't say, I'll nag less, because that could mean something, again, very different to you and to him. But saying, anytime I mention anything in the past, I'll give you $20. Maybe a way for you not to keep saying you owe me. Saying to him, I'd like you to call me if you're going to be more than 10 minutes late, so you don't worry that he's either crashed the car or has gone drinking or whatever. So the more specific both of you can be about what you want. But, yeah, I do think it's possible, it's feasible. I also think it's not a bad investment for the two of you at this moment to find a therapist and do some work together, because I can give you the broad outlines, but it may be really helpful to have somebody else set up some of the rules so he doesn't feel that you're bullying him into some kind of relationship because you feel that he owes you, because that's not very profitable. I mean, again, he gets to determine his indebtedness, not you, and he gets to determine how he's going to make amends. You can't really demand them of him, but you can negotiate what specific behavior you want. Okay? And if you have some specific questions, calling me is always better than emailing me, but we'll do the best we can with what we've got here. 855-993-7569. Got a question? I may have an answer for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I've got some really good news today in keeping with reading the rant backward, the poem backward. It turns out that after decades of worsening diets and increases in obesity, American eating habits are changing for the better. Yay! In 2003, the number of calories consumed peaked, and we're now in the midst of the first sustained decline since federal statistics began tracking the subject more than 40 years ago. Which, if you think about it, that's only since the 70s, right? The number of calories that the average American child takes in daily has fallen even more by at least 9%. Now, we need to be a little careful of that because calories are not the only criteria. The question is, how are you getting your calories? And that's one of the issues, for example, with the school lunch program, is that they put ketchup down as a vegetable because the issue is that school lunches have to maintain a certain level of calories. How they get the calories doesn't make a difference. And the quickest way to add calories to a meal is, sugar. Okay? So calories per se are not the only issue, but they're not a bad indicator at this moment. And cutting something by almost 10% is cool. And the declines cut across most demographic groups, including higher and lower income families, blacks and whites, although there's a little bit of variation. The amount of full calorie soda drink, sodas that are drunk by, I hate to use the word drunk, I suppose that's the past tense, by the average American has dropped 25% since the late 1990s. So Bloomberg turns out to have been right. 25% is a huge decline. Obesity rates appear to have stopped rising for adults and school-aged children and have come down for the youngest children, suggesting that calorie reductions are making a difference. It seems to stem from people's realization that they're harming their health by eating and drinking too much. The awareness began in the 1990s thanks to a burst of scientific research about the cost of obesity into public health campaigns in recent years. More than a third of American adults are still considered obese, putting them at increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Americans are still eating far too few fruits and vegetables, far too much junk food, even if they're eating somewhat less of it. And the story we did last week said that the issue may not be junk food per se, it's eating out, which most Americans are doing more and more. And it turns out expensive restaurants have almost as much awful food for you as do fast food restaurants, which is alarming. So you're paying more for it and getting the same crummy nutrition. Too much salt, too much fat, too much sugar. The change in eating habits suggests that what once seemed a decline in health may finally be changing course. Calorie consumption has been on near steady incline, and now it's decreasing, which is awfully good news. Manny, do you eat less than you used to?
Yeah, I typically don't eat as many meals as I used to. Like, I used to follow the old, three meals a day. Just because,
yeah.
For some reason, growing up, that was always kind
of... Yeah, that's what you learn. That's what you know. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's kind of more of a... I'll probably have two meals a day and just kind of... I'll usually have a breakfast and then, a dinner. And then throughout the day, I'm just kind of snacking on...
I agree with you. I do the same thing, but I grew up with three meals a day. But part of it is my schedule, that I'm not really hungry when I wake up. I need to eat something before I go on the air, because otherwise 3 hours is a long time for my brain to go with no food. But I try to eat most of my calories before about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just because in theory, and there's this huge controversy about it, about when you eat the calories and what you eat the calories. And there's one school of thought that says makes no difference when or what they are. It's just calories in, calories out. If you take in more than you expend, you're going to put on weight and vice versa. But for me, I know that the kind of calories do make a difference, and when I eat the calories do make a difference. And I think part of it is just knowing your own body. But I tend to agree with you. I eat less. I have to be a little careful about snacking, because I think, well, I'm not eating very much now, but if I need to keep track of how much I've actually eaten to make sure. I mean, it's like hors d'oeuvres, right, at a cocktail party. Quite often, they're the tastiest, but also the most wretched for you. They're the highest in fat and the highest in sugar and the highest in salt. And because you're only eating them one at a time, you're a little less aware of how much you're actually eating. But I tend to agree with you. I think I'm eating less as well. People are hearing the message, diet is slowly improving. This guy's, tell me if this is not the coolest name you've ever heard. Dariush Mazafarian. Isn't that a cool name? Dariush Mazafarian.
Yeah.
Who's dean of the Friedman School of Nutrition, Science, and Policy at Tufts, which is where I first learned about serious nutrition, because that's where I went to medical school. So, Jean Mayer was head of the nutrition department, who's, I think his father won a Nobel Prize for identifying amino acids. At any rate, there's no perfect way to measure. It turns out that one of the problems about doing the research is just as you and I have a hard time measuring calories, so do the researchers. Basically, it's very hard to tell exactly how many calories people are eating. Detailed food diaries tracked by government researchers, data from food barcodes, and estimates of food production all show reductions in the calorie consumed by the average American since the early 2000s, even though it's very hard to get an actual count. If you've ever tried to keep track of how many calories you're actually eating, it turns out to be much more complicated than you think it is. The flattening of the national obesity rate have convinced many public health researchers that the changes are meaningful, which one certainly hopes. They're the most substantial in households with children. For example, they were talking about a four-year-old who's always been at the top of the growth chart for weight. His mom is the operations manager of a pizzeria in Cambridge, Mass., and her son, like her, loves food. As he's gotten older, she's grown more concerned about his cravings for sweets. Instead of a cookie every day now, she said he's been trying to limit him to one a week. If he was given access, he would just go nuts. So he'd be an obese kid. My kid had no sugar at all until she started school and went trick-or-treating. And actually, she's pretty good about sweets. I'm much worse than she is. So I don't know how much of it is early education and early sort of taste buds or just that she's, I mean, she has other habits of which I'm not crazy, but sweets are not really one of them. They're saying a 1999 study was a breakthrough. The CDC published a paper that turned into a blockbuster. It included blue maps illustrating worsening obesity rates in the 80s and the 90s in all 50 states. They knew before that that the obesity rate was rising. But when he presented the maps at a conference, even the experts were gasping. A year later, he published another paper with a similar set of maps showing a related explosion in diabetes diagnoses. People became more aware of it in a very visual and impactful way, which, you know, if you got to show people, I guess, statistics are not nearly as effective. The Surgeon General issued a call to action to prevent this, and decrease overweight, and we know that the calorie intake has actually fallen. So there we go. By 60% of Americans said they wanted to lose weight. Good luck to all of us. All you have to do is listen to all the ads for weight loss, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, this is just such an important topic, and it's such good news on some level that I thought we would carry it on for a little bit longer. And we also had asked, perhaps coincidentally, perhaps we just had the inkling that this was about to happen. We asked people what clues or cues they use to eat or diet. So we'll sort of add that in as well. Several cities, including Philadelphia, are subsidizing produce purchases for the poor. New York limits the kind of foods available in daycare centers. Berkeley, California, last year became the first city in the United States to tax sugar-sweetened beverages. The timeline for calorie decline, though, suggests that people started eating a little less before the policymakers got involved, which follows, interestingly enough, the pattern for tobacco use, which peaked right around the time of the 1964 Surgeon General's report. The policy changes that many credit with the country's sharp reductions in smoking, advertising bans, warning labels, taxes, and restrictions on smoking in public came after that, accelerating the change after attitudes had already begun to shift, which I think is true of a lot of social movements. The anti-obesity public health campaigns have focused on one subject more than others, beverages. Anti-soda messages apparently are hitting their target. The ones that I thought were the most effective were ones in the subway system, which have it shows instead of pouring soda, it shows pouring fat. And there's, I mean, it's really, it's disgusting, what can I tell you? But I think it's been incredibly effective in terms of giving people some visual images that that are really upsetting, but very evocative, very, you know, very emotional of understanding it. Do you remember Oprah's thing? That was the other thing that I thought was one of those images that's unforgettable. When she lost a lot of weight and she brought out wagons that had suet in it, huge, big portions of fat, taken presumably from cows, mm-hmm. but of how much weight she'd lost. I think she'd lost 30 or 35 pounds. And Oprah, much as we love her, is probably not the world's best spokesperson because she's put a lot of it back on. But still, the idea being sort of, and I think all of these things in some ways point out that that words are very useful, but there's nothing like visual images to help people sort of grasp things, especially on an emotional level. I think we tend to use our brains to deal with the words, and we use our guts to deal with some of the images that that stick with us, which is why I suppose that the concept of a picture's worth a thousand words, which is really alarming if you're on the radio, but we just sort of ignore those kind of things. Okay, 855-993-7569. Manny, I tell you what, why don't, can we intersperse this kind of this intellectual discussion with why people, wanted to add one thing. When we put cartoon figures, why is your favorite your favorite? We always ask why. So we ask, what external clues make you eat or diet? So can we look at some of those as well?
Sure. Let's start with Tony. And she says, I eat from boredom. I never, quote-unquote, diet.
Well, good. I hope that means that you're not bored very much. I think that, the best example I can give you is when you're on vacation and there's nothing, you know, that there's nothing intellectually stimulating particularly. And so what everybody talks about is what their next meal is going to be or what their last meal was. So I think you're right. I think that food fills in when we don't have something else to kind of enchant us. Okay.
Marie says, I only eat three meals a day, nothing in between. Smell clues me to eat, LOL.
Yeah, I think that's true. If things, and there have been studies that have done about that, of people who lose their sense of smell tend to lose weight, that if you've gone into some place that when you walk in the restaurant doesn't smell very good, I think most of us just tend to leave. That would be an interesting kind of thing to do. I think when I'm trying to diet, maybe what I'll do is put a clothespin over my nose and see if I eat less. That would be an interesting experiment. But you're right, and that is certainly one of the clues that we use. Okay.
Erica says, I base my weight on how well my jeans fit.
Don't worry. Yeah, Erica, do you have fat jeans and skinny jeans? But do guys have that? Do you guys have fat jeans and skinny jeans?
Well, there is the, more and more men are wearing, quote-unquote skinny jeans nowadays.
Yeah.
I typically wear jeans that just fit well.
Well, but I'm talking about something very different. No, you're talking about style. I'm talking about fit.
Right.
That most of us have jeans that we wear when we're our fighting weight,
right,
which we just love. And then we have jeans that perhaps we either bought earlier when we were a little heavier, or we bought jeans because we can't quite get into our coolest jeans. So we're not really willing to give them away yet because they're still cool, and we still assume that we're going to lose that extra 10 pounds. So women have fat jeans and skinny jeans.
Right.
It's not the style, it's the waistband.
Gotcha.
You don't?
Me personally, no.
That's why we hate you. I just thought I'd point that out. Okay, there. I'm sorry. Did I say that aloud?
You're fine.
Oh dear, sorry. All right, keep going. That's why we hate all men, because you guys have testosterone, which means you don't have the problems with weight that we do. And we really hate you for it.
So Melanie says, when I get angry, I want to eat, but try to distract myself by doing push-ups or something physical.
Good girl. Yeah, I think most of us, when we're in new relationships, that we're really happy, we tend not to eat. And when we're miserable, we tend to eat. You have to remember that eating, that oral fixation is the first thing any of us ever learn, right, as babies. When we're sad or lonely or angry or frustrated, we yell. And what happens? Somebody gives us, if we're lucky, milk. If we're unlucky, they give us a pacifier, which seems kind of cheating because there's nothing on the other side of the passy. But nevertheless, so that's what we first learn of when we have any of those negative emotions, that the way to calm ourselves is to scream and put something in our mouth, hence smoking. And it's one of the reasons why in the old days people used to say, if you're trying to stop smoking, get a lollipop, because it's oral fixation as well, or chew gum.
Amy just says the mirror.
Yeah, I'm with her. when I walk by the mirror and my tummy is flat, I'm thinking, ah, it's a good day. And when there's a little pooch, I think, oh no. And a scale. Do you have a scale, Manny?
No.
See, I don't know any women that don't.
I used to have one, maybe about 5-6 years ago, but I don't have one now. I don't. The only time I've checked my actual weight is if I've gone to the doctor, and they've, you know, when you go to the doctor, they always, you know,
they weigh you.
Yeah, and they measure how tall you are.
I had a big argument with the nurse the last time I was there, because not only did she weigh me with my clothes on, she weighed me with boots on. And the only thing I could think of, and I said, these are boots! And my clothes, it was winter clothes. So I said, that adds at least 25 pounds, which she, of course, did not buy. Even I didn't buy it. But I thought, well, the next time I go, I'm going to make sure that before she comes in the room, I'm, you know, down to my, you know, skivvies, and I will have lost all that weight. Because I don't have boots and heavy winter clothes on. I was not amused with her. Keep going.
Just one more here from Lorraine, and she says self-motivation.
Yeah, based on what? I mean, that's the whole issue, of course. Okay. All right. It turns out that whole issue about beverages is highly controversial. It turns out that in 1998... Americans, on average, purchased 40 gallons of full-calorie soda a year, which is 40 gallons, which is, what, 3/4 of, 80% of a gallon a week. So that's a fair amount. I mean, I guess that's not that much. A gallon is what? I'm trying to think how many bottles. A gallon is what, 64? Is that a half a gallon? All right, let's find out how many ounces are in a gallon. I've clearly forgotten all the... I don't want liters. Don't give me liters. I don't know about liters. A gallon is 128 fluid ounces,
yep.
Which is, yeah. All right, so if we divide that by 7, it's about 20 ounces. So that's, 1.5, you know, a 16-ounce thing of soda a day, which isn't huge, right? Not a huge amount, but... basically, it's dropped down by 25% to about 30 gallons, which is still too much. And, you know, I have a friend who's desperately trying to lose weight, and he's always drinking regular Coke as opposed to Diet Coke. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so it's a good news day. Americans have changed their eating habits a little bit, and hopefully we'll continue to, and we'll become healthier. And if you've got your health, you've got everything, because you've got time. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I've improved my diet over the last several years and don't snack between meals or late at night as much as I used to. In the last 3 or 4 years I've improved.
So what was the impetus? Why did you decide to change your pattern?
Oh, just trying to lose a few pounds. I'm probably 30 or 40 pounds overweight, I guess.
Has it worked?
I'm in pretty good health.
good.
It may.
Have you lost any of the weight you wanted to lose, Brian?
A little bit. I just feel good that I haven't, when I'm not gaining weight, that's a good thing. And if I'm losing a little bit, that's really good. But
are you exercising?
Yeah, I walk. I'm retired now, actually, and for about a little over a year or so. And I'm going to be 64 next month. And I don't eat as much late at night.
I stay up
late at night a lot of times because I'm not working now, and get hooked into the internet and TV shows and this and that and videos and then sometimes when I don't like to talk about being bored, because I think that's really a lame excuse that a lot of people, I'm bored. It's just, you know.
Brian, have you substituted other kinds of things for your work situation?
I was going to say that like more fruit and more like nuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's too much fat is bad, but there's good fat and there's bad fat that I found out over the years. And I'm kind of, I've learned quite a bit about nutrition and supplements and herbs and vitamins and stuff that, and I, you know.
Right, I was talking about a different kind of activity. It sounds great. It sounds
I do a lot of walking the last couple of years. I try to walk like at least a half an hour or an hour every other day a week, at least three or four
days. And you move, you swing those arms?
Yeah, and I try to walk. Well, I heard something on the radio a couple of years ago. When you're walking, walk like you're late for work.
I think that's true.
It burns a lot more calories than just kind of a sauntering walk, like
absolutely,
you know, really old people, you know, little steps, you know, like somebody that's, you know,
no shuffling. All right. So Brian, three other things. Number one, the faster you move your arms, the faster you move your legs. And nobody's ever given me a satisfactory explanation. Yeah. Yeah.
My arms around and
moving your arms a lot. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's number one.
I've noticed that like fruit, you know, eat an apple or something or some cherries or, you know, like now that I'm really into, I go to the farmer's markets once or twice a week.
Good for you.
In this area because we got really good fruit and, oh, the cherries and blueberries and raspberries.
Peaches.
Really, I'm really into fruit. And anyway, like nuts and walnuts, almonds, pistachios, and, you know, more salad, eating more salads and more vegetables, more fiber, and less cinnamon rolls and, you know, ice cream. I still like ice cream, but I've cut way back on my ice cream.
If you do it once a week, for example, if you do it as a treat once a week, or even, you know, a couple times a month.
I buy it, and then when I run out, when the carton empties, sometimes I don't buy anymore for 3 or 4 or 5 days or something.
When it's got all that frosty stuff on it. All right. What I was talking about is finding some activities to do with people. So, you're busier to volunteer work.
That we go on little hikes or walking, or something.
Suggesting something a little different. What kind of work did you used to do?
Oh, I used to work at a seafood company, and I drove a delivery truck off and on for about 25, 30 years.
Yeah, I was talking about doing something like, you know, maybe going to VA hospital and reading to vets being a big brother.
Starting to volunteer. There's a classic car museum here in Tacoma, the LeMay Car Museum, that a couple
be a docent.
Volunteer there, and you can get in, you get free admission to it, and they got, you know, and the classic cars, they change them around every 3 or 4 months,
that sounds like fun.
I'm really into, I love Corvettes, and they had a really good Corvette exhibit here about 6 months ago.
There you go. Yeah, who among us doesn't? Of course. Well, good for you. Now, what about diet sodas?
Diet soda is actually, from what I hear, diet soda is worse for you than regular soda with regular sugar.
Well, it's probably, I mean, it's just worse, it's just bad in different ways.
Well, yeah, and I've heard about aspartame, and which aspartame is almost toxic or poison to some people, especially if you drink a lot of it.
Saccharin as well.
There's saccharin that they outlawed that years ago.
Yeah. The problem about diet sodas, there was actually one alarming study that said it actually might be an appetite enhancer. So the more diet soda you drink, the hungrier you're going to be, which is really unfair. Thing is that clearly bubbles are not good for you. That it will carbonation chelates the calcium out of your bones. So I mean, we should all be drinking more water. Although the new guidelines on water came out last week, and basically it had been that we're supposed to drink 8 ounces of water, eight ounces, so 64 ounces of water a day, and now they're saying half of that. So who knows?
64 ounces is a half a gallon.
Yep, I know.
You're talking about ounces and gallons here.
Yep.
15 minutes ago, a gallon of water is 128, a gallon of any liquid is
128 ounces. Yep.
And that's a lot.
I would drink at least that, but they're now saying that that's too much. It just, it's hard on your kidneys and dilutes stuff. So who knows? I think what all of us have to do is find, as you're finding, your own rhythm and what works for you and what doesn't work.
But plain water, plain, or filtered water without fluoride, without chlorine, without some of these chemicals that a lot of cities add to their water, is much better for you than
absolutely, no question.
And most people don't drink enough water.
Well, or maybe they were and now it's too much.
Yeah, and I was dehydrated. I had dehydration about 3 years ago.
Oh, well, that's not a good idea at all.
It was bad, it's bad,
All right, Brian, listen, congrats on your new lifestyle. Thanks for sharing. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.